Right, so cost of equity can be calculated two ways, CAPM and DVM. Now we're going to have a look at cost of debt. Now the only problem is there's more than one sort of debt. There's only one sort of equity shares. There's more than one sort of debt though. You've got preference shares, which are actually debt, not equity, preference shares. You've got normal bank loans, you've got redeemable loans, you've got irredeemable loans, you've got convertible loans, and you need to know how to calculate the cost of debt of each of these things, okay? We kick off with the three relatively easier ones here, okay? Bank debt, which is simply just the bank interest rate less the tax relief. Then we've got preference shares, which is simply the annual dividend paid divided by the market value of one share. And then you've also got the irredeemable, which is the interest paid, tax adjusted, divided by the value of the debt, the market value of the debt. That's pretty much it, but have a good read below. Make sure you can do all of those three. They're very straightforward, but make sure you get them and commit them to memory.